Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Maybe I'm a little irritable because today...
Maybe.
That last word just freezes you for a moment.
It does.
That's a lovely ornament.
So every day, multiple times during the day in our suburban neighborhood, like suburban neighborhoods all over the world, we are expected to walk our canines.
And yes, of course.
In most neighborhoods where it's not super rural and it doesn't matter, you have neighbors close by, as I do, and you are, in many cases, required to clean up after your pooch. It's a standard. It's an industry standard.
Now, and you walk at pretty much the same time every day. You've got a good routine.
I would assume the dogs are taken out and walked by one or... You know,
have regular people that you see on the dog walk, like the same circuit of people?
Probably. I mean, I recognize some of them. It's not, I'm not out there that long. I just go out there and I go down. There's a little park down on the corner, a little common area, as they like to call them in these little ticky-tacky neighborhoods.
Sure.
And I take my dogs out, and sometimes Carla does it, sometimes I do it, sometimes Michael does it. In the morning, it's usually either Carla or myself going out there and walking the dogs. And then a little pee-pee, and hopefully a little number two. And in the case of this morning, I take them both by the leash, which is a task.
I hate walking two dogs at once. It's
very, they're, you know, crisscross, duh, 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 duh. And you realize where they're, you know, why they're dogs. I used to take the little guy out on the leash, and I would have Winslow off lead because he can handle it. And he comes when he's called, and he was good until the dickish neighbors two doors down
had a
screaming match at my kid. So that we don't do that anymore because, you know, especially if you're going to give people crap back, which we did.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, you have to walk the line after that because they're going to rat you out.
Play by the rules, Mike. You got to. It's without it, the world becomes chaos.
And it's but it's also coming from a it was a suburban town I grew up. But it was a suburban / rural. So, you know, I grew up kind of like close to the line of the country. We had tobacco fields and open spaces.
You were next to the Ingles, right?
I was like Ma and Pa Ingle. I will tell you that the whole deal with neighbors on top of neighbors has been, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate. What? Stubby got these? I thought, hey, Carla. I took him out, then I took the trash out, and then I walked back. He got that in that short a period of time?
I guess so.
He ate his glasses, Josh. You know, Mike, this is no new occurrence.
This dog.
Do you ever look at your Facebook memories? It's one of the things I do when I get up in the morning. And
no.
You should. It's fun. And then 12 years ago.
Get a life.
I looked at mine this morning, to be fair.
Jesus.
It's got pictures of the kids when they're little.
It's so cool.
All right. Okay.
But, Mike, 12 years ago this very day.
I'm even more irritable now.
Carrie posted 12 years ago today, Rob's best quote on the way home from Mike's party, ... How did that dog eat 3 effing fruitcakes? And then your first comment was, I hate beluga. So it's nothing new. It's nothing new.
It's a love-hate. In my case, it's a love-hate. So...
Beluga survived all the fruitcakes, though, which I think is great.
Yeah, God rest his little fat soul. He's up there. He's up there in heaven looking at one, he's looking with one eye up and one eye down.
That's right. he was so handsome.
Such a lovely beast.
Really beautiful.
So I take him out, and they do their business, and I'm walking back. And... this is for people in the neighborhood that don't have dogs.
Yeah.
Anybody would complain about this. But if you own a dog and you walk the walk with your dog, and I see a like grizzly bear sized in the center of my lawn, right behind the little spotlight I have on the palm tree holiday.
Yeah.
That has to be, that's not neglect. That's just someone absolutely blowing it off, probably
right.
At night when it's scat. Dark.
They leave the scat, Mike, if they think they can't get caught. Now, I would think you'd be more likely to see unattended scat in the common area. But the fact that they left it in your yard.
Common area is, you know, acceptable. You walk away from it. It's not your problem. But the.
Well, you don't want to step yard, in.
And no, I normally.
No, it's
and
never good anywhere.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Even with a big, thick plastic bag. I haven't brought myself to. Did you see it? Did you hear that, guys?
Well,
did
she should be potty trained by now.
It was me.
You are a
remember
hog.
How I said stubby poop.
Well, here, hold on. She doesn't want to come on camera.
Okay. Why not?
Hold on. She just doesn't want to come on camera. She's not.
So she's indicating that the mess was because she left it, not that she actually made
right.
it. Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, mystery
morning.
Woman. Enter and
hey,
sign in,
okay,
please.
Okay, so Stubby
you
woke-
can come around and be
well,
on camera.
No, I'm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tits McGee.
So
look at
anyway,
you. What's the matter with you? That's not
Stubby
respectful.
Stubby doesn't usually do this, but two nights ago.
That's been in our yard for two nights?
I think so, yes. I forgot about it, but two nights ago.
Mike, pretty soon daisies are going to grow out of it.
Two nights ago, he was in bed with us, and he starts whining, and he never does that. So I'm like,
okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember that moment.
I have to take him out. I looked at the clock. It was 12:30. I get up, and I take him out, and I'm like, oh, he had to poop.
Yeah.
Josh, we should do a mini show, I think, Mrs. O'Mara and I, for the holidays. Can we do that?
We can do it.
Can we do that? All right, very good.
Anytime.
Yeah, so
we'll
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I totally forgot about it. It was midnight, and I went back to bed, and until
you
just said something, I forgot about
the
it.
The honesty and...
Because I normally clean up.
Did you grab it?
I can go grab it now.
Thank you. Well, I would grab it now, too, because I know it's Stubby.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that if it's your dog, you have no problem?
No,
isn't that
okay.
weird, though?
No,
that's
not,
just
though.
Other dog, it's the most disgusting.
Well, I mean, you don't want to change like another family's diaper either. It's like,
you're right.
It's like you have cooties if you pick
I'm
up
happy.
Another dog's
yeah.
poop.
I'm, believe it or not, I'm happy that there's a mystery solved. I thought somebody was doing that to us. God,
so,
go get it. Go pick it up.
I'll go get it.
Go
now.
Get it. Carla, go out there with a yard rake and a shovel and get that.
No, it's completely like dry hardened.
Do you want to turn this?
Yeah, I'll turn that off. Thank you.
Is she telling you
Thank
how to
you.
Run board, too? Is there no end
no, I'm
to
happy.
Her qualities?
That okay. makes me, that fills me with satisfaction. That makes me,
well, it also
really,
means you don't have a trying relationship with a neighbor because
I
if
don't.
Someone left
or
it
that
on
there's
your yard.
A neighbor that would be that thoughtless that
yeah.
would, you know, and I know occasionally you walk out of the house, you don't have a bag, you know, sometimes it happens, right? I get that. I really do. And it could be a variety of explanations. But the fact that I remember the time she's talking about, and it literally, I remember saying to myself, thank God Carla's getting up with this pooch to take him out. It was really thoughtful. And I get it that she, you know, in a state of total slumber, she went out the side and did it. Now,
it's too
leaving
bad
it
you
in
don't
the
live
yard
in
for 3 days.
Mike, it's too bad you don't live in a suburban paradise like me where they actually have sticks that have boxes on them where you can grab a bag while you're walking.
Oh, that's special.
That's nice.
And I've actually trained Linus to hold his poop until we get close to the bag station.
That's
awesome.
That's
where he goes.
That's really cool.
I
think that's really cool. I don't think we have probably enough dogs in this neighborhood to do that, but I feel.
But you do have I senior citizens, so I mean,
we have
could,
that might want to, you know, to pop a squat on your lawn.
Let's see the DJ's spotlight.
No,
what
where,
a nice,
where,
isn't that nice?
My
she
dog
was on.
Likes to yes. get me. Is the I go out with one bag,
oh,
and he decides a he decides a second time to stop.
I have to ask a question about Mr. Soroka. Are you still a little under the weather? Just a little bit.
I don't think so, but I do have some congestion I cannot get rid of.
And you kind of, you know what, even in his way, when Rob said he doesn't like small talk, I can kind of tell now, right?
Well,
can't you, Rob? I know him well enough. He doesn't give you a lot, but I know him well enough to know if he is just a tad under the weather, you know? I mean,
well,
just kind of,
I think what we're seeing is it's reflecting in a bit of saltiness.
No, it's not bad.
It actually something.
We had a very pleasant conversation before the show started.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem. The no small talk was, hey, let's not shut up the small talk. It's why wouldn't all this content be on the air?
Yes.
Let's get this product out.
Rob is the king of the small talk. Rob is the king of, I think you have always been, right?
I don't like silence.
You don't.
It makes me awkward. It makes it awkward, especially if I think you're, you know, got something against me or someone has something against me. You have to make small talk because you don't want them to simmer and then explode at you.
TMOS classic.
Anyway, I am so gratified right now.
It's been a month of dealing with sickness in this house and kids. And
too much.
Now we get the holiday stress, so it's fun.
So
it's not like Mike, you and I used to get sick every day, every year, as soon as holidays started.
I believe, and Rob and I will concur on this, Josh.
Yes.
That there was a period of time, and we've been together forever. And so there we go way back, and we go way back to the radio show, the Don and Mike show. And there was a period of time where leading up to breaks,
right,
whether it be in the summertime or at Christmas time, it was always fraught with unnecessary stress and tension. It was just
injected
I don't know why it was, but it was on both ends, leaving and then coming back.
Coming back was even worse.
Our stress, three guys.
Yeah.
We had Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Mike O'Mara, and working with Don. And who knows what the real reason was, but every single one of us got in our 20s horrible, maybe not Buzz, but we were relatively young men with terrible digestive issues.
Yep.
That only almost started when we started working on that show.
Almost as if we were under unhealthy stress 24 hours a day. Yeah.
And then the other was one, two, or three of us would inevitably, as soon as we went to break, where we no longer
turn
had
the mics
to come
off
and say,
and it began,
we would be get a death grip. The worst head colds I ever had were at
twice
Christmas
I got
time.
Pneumonia over Christmas. Twice.
I think
I'm a young man.
I think that's a pretty standard thing because I used to get sick as well every time I would take time off work. Where it's almost like
you don't
have time to get sick. You finally rest,
and they
all get you.
When it's when it's the time just for you, you know, open the immunity floodgates and let it all just pop right in. And, oh, my God, I can remember. Of course, I would also hit the airports a lot. So I would travel a lot during that period of time.
Well, you were
so
going to the airports not just to travel, but you like the bars. So you
but that was the actor's flu. No, that's not the actor's flu. That's the Christmas party flu.
I had that.
Boy, worst one ever was going home for Christmas, and I was 2.5 hours at the airport. Met a dude at the bar, and of course, when you meet somebody,
especially if they're handsome,
and you're pre-gaming, and I'm talking to this dude, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam.
I get on the plane, another guy. Party. All I know is I got picked up at the airport, talked my brother-in-law, who picked me up at the airport, into taking us to the Diamond in my hometown, the bar, the Diamond Bar, and walked into my house with a lit cigarette. My father, who had practically died 5 years earlier
cigarettes.
I was like, hey,
Paul and I went to the Diamond. And if you want to know what the Diamond was like, it's like the bar that Martini's turns into in It's a Wonderful Life when it's Potter's Field. It's like Nick's.
Yeah, it was a dive. Yeah. Dive bar of dive bar. Anyhow, we would get sick.
Also, don't forget, let's say, I don't know how our vacation falls out, but let's say we're coming back on January 3rd this year.
Okay.
There was always a call on January 2nd.
Yeah.
Weird.
Here's what we need to do.
Yeah.
It was the call that we would receive because Don would be experiencing the same angst of returning from a long break, but he would dissipate some of his angst by spewing it onto us.
Yeah. And how important it was that Everything changes.
Yeah, so I mean, that was, I remember that.
And it was a new year. You need to get off on the right foot.
But yeah, but it also happened at summer times.
I don't, you know, it's, it did. We're just venting. We're just having a little therapy.
And spring.
A little therapy, yes.
Yeah.
And spring. And spring. I will say that since we are on the subject in a roundabout way of health,
yes.
I had with the Happy Valley crew yesterday the most old manny day of old manny days, where it just was.
You were fine on the show. You were fine on the show. You were very youthful and energetic.
Yeah, but then as
I had great energy and great wit.
This may be truly the first time that I have felt that my age really fits with the guys I'm hanging out with, because we started riffing on television and the old network shows. I think it started with All in the Family, and then it moved into Rabbit Ears with Foil between the Rabbit Ears. And then my buddy Sully, who I think is in his 40s, or maybe just about to be 50, I'm not sure. He's commiserating with it and said, Sully, do you know what we're talking about? No. No, I don't. It was fantastic. And we're talking about all these things that we did. And I'm looking at, and the guys around the table are anywhere from 45 to 80 almost.
Yeah.
It's it was a great time. But what was born out of this is I got a little of the old plantar's peanut fasciitis in my left foot. Everybody who, if you've ever had that, it's like an inflammation of the connective tendons at the bottom of the foot that go like from the heel up through the arch. And a lot of people get it that walk for a living. Postal workers get it. If you're out playing any kind of sport, whether
pickleball.
It be pickleball, tennis, golf, you might get it then too. And so I'm just sitting there, and I said, we heard enough yesterday where I said to the guys I'm joining, I said, boys, listen, I just want you to know I might have to peel out of here because I got a bad wheel, and my left foot was and I've been wearing a one of those little sleeves, ankle sleeves you wear to stabilize the ankle, and it hadn't really bothered me until yesterday, and it hurt like hell. And it didn't affect whether I could play out there. It was fine, but it hurt. It hurt and hurt and hurt. About halfway through, or maybe it was after the round of golf, my buddy Sully, the young guy, said, oh, I had that. I had that for like 2 years. It was horrible. I said, yeah, I've had it on and off. And he said the key was UFOs. You ever hear of UFOs?
No, it sounds like a bad UFOs. Guess in Wordle.
Josh,
what is an UFO?
An UFO is a particular style of footwear. They would look like, the best way to describe them would be they would look like shower shoes. You know, when you go into a, you know, like the Adidas shower shoes that the kids wear and all that. And he says, UFOs. And he points to another guy. Yeah, he turned them on to me. He said, yep, they work real well. He said, and I think you use them, too.
Is that how it's spelled?
O-O-F-O.
Oh,
what is it?
O-O-F-O-S.
Horrible name. Horrible name.
UFOs.
It says O-O-F-O-S.
UFOs recovery shoes, it says.
I know. Josh. Josh runs out.
With the big heel?
Nope, not those. Nope, they're the sandals.
Mike, you almost sounded a little like Tom Gavin. Not that one.
Not that one. UFOs. Do they make regular shoes, too?
Yeah, those were regular shoes.
Oh, prescription shoes for Mike.
They're not prescription corrective
shoes. Well, they
shoes.
Are a little corrective, obviously, if they're recovery.
Yeah. Here are the recovery flip-flops.
Ah, now we're talking.
Let's see.
Mike, you're going to love these.
Well, I'm UFOs. Wearing.
I know.
I'm wearing them. I got them on my feet right now. You might have a little grass on them from when I was out there looking at dog dung.
Well, there's no dung on your UFOs, is there?
No. No, of course.
This is the UFOs.
Yeah, that's the one with
sandals.
The, how do they call those? The little strap down in the middle? I don't have
the thong. It's like
thong.
A thong. Yeah.
I have the more that are just the flap that goes over. On
like the fly.
Well, you know
those
what?
Those look like something that would really look beautiful on Jackie Onassis. I'm glad you got some.
No, they're ugly. But make no mistake, they are.
Oh, Mike. They're prescription Crocs is what they are.
They are not
no,
prescription
no,
Crocs.
And they have, is that Velcro
ass.
On top?
They are.
Yeah, yes. They got Velcro on.
That's so you don't have to tie the laces. That's great.
Right. They're like the Adidas slides or yeah, Nike they slides, are. But for old people.
They. Yeah. When an they old person are, does you, the Doug. Adidas slide, it usually means a broken hip.
They are. And by the way, no compensation coming my way, but Josh loves this because he immediately gets it right out to the advertiser.
Yeah.
I am telling you, magical.
And also, Josh.
Magical.
You've not been with us in even a year yet, so you may not know this, but Mike, you've been wearing them. No appreciable odor, right?
No, none. None whatsoever.
They smell like rubber?
But I will say this.
Yeah.
I will say this. Remarkably expensive for what you get, but worth it simply because you would think
two
it's
digits
just a piece
still.
Of,
I hope still two digits, right?
Yeah, two digits, but you know, close.
Higher digits, yeah.
Mm. But I mean, that to me is, and you know, with what you pay for stuff nowadays, I guess. Inflation,
and that's also, Mike, they're a great contraceptive because no girl's gonna look twice at you.
Where did you have to go to purchase these?
Oh, I'm glad you asked because so I asked my buddy Sully. I said, Sully, where'd you get it? Is there a retail place you get them? He said, I went to some place. You know that outlet mall that's close to where I live? You know that place?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I got them at a place, I think it was called... It was over in, and he mentions the place, Miramar. That's the place. He said, I think it was called the Flip-Flop Shop. And I went, oh, the Flip-Flop Shop.
The Flip-Flop Shop. That's very clever. Whoever came up with that was so proud.
It's at my exit. The Flip-Flop Shop. You
Everything
eat.
You say could be coming out of a 90-year-old man's mouth. It's at my exit.
It was at my exit. I was able to stop, call my wife, tell her I'm on the way home. I'm going to just do a little diversion, see if they got them.
Yes.
I went in. I wasn't in that store 2 minutes.
And you got service.
Right off the rack. They're hung up like, you know when you go to a beach shop, right, and they got all the reefs, they call them, those sandals. You know, they're all hanging up. It's the way they were displayed. A little pricey for that kind of display.
Did they also have pool toys and things like that?
No, they were all. It was a flip flop shop. They had your clunky pieces of crap.
I was really hoping it was one of those accessibility shops.
No, it was not accessibility, and
lots of parking.
I did even in the brief period of time I'm in that store.
Yes,
I did embarrass myself.
How? How could you possibly?
The way I've done this multiple times in my life. It might have something to do with my eclectic taste. And I said, oh, those red ones are really nice. They were kind of right. She goes, oh, those are primarily ladies. And I they were nice, shiny red on top. They weren't the matte black that I'm wearing.
Yes, they are.
Manly matte black that I'm wearing.
And
now
Mike,
on these.
So the flip-flop shop sells Birkenstocks?
Yes, tons
and
of them.
And you see, Mike, here's
tons
the thing.
Tons of them, Rob. And I think it's a chain. That would be a store you should open up. That should be a side hustle for you. You would be perfect in that store because I don't think they get burdened with a tremendous amount of traffic.
Right.
And so you would be able to, you know, continue your energy level that you bring to the day and work as a side hustle, too. It'd be a perfect store for you.
Well, I know this. I've been wearing Birkenstocks for years. Never had the fasciitis because they're great, great shoes.
Don't doubt that for a second. Don't doubt that.
It's the negative heel, Mike. It's the negative heel.
Well, these are. I mean, I'm going to hug the guy when I see him next. I'm going to say you did it for me.
Was the waitstaff attractive at the flip flop shop?
She was a single lady that was young. She was a daughter like, and really
how did
sometimes
you know she
I know
was
you
single?
Think I'm Johnny Pervolino, but sometimes
do you
I really
check
don't.
The finger every time you walk in.
No. I meant she was a solo worker in the store.
Okay.
That,
all right.
And I perceived her in that grandfatherly, daughterly way right away. So there was nothing like
that. You
it
did
might
or
surprise
she did.
You. Shut up a second. It might surprise you to realize that I'm not Johnny Pervolino every time I go in there. And I was really interested in grabbing my product. That's what I was. And,
did you say that you might benefit from the UFOs, but also a good foot rub might help? Ma'am.
You know what?
I'll just sit down by the Brannick device here. And you can...
I was very, very pleased.
TMOS Classic.
Did you try it on yourself or did someone else slip it on?
I just mentioned I just put my size out. She took it off the rack. I brought it up to the counter. I was out of there.
So you just went in and said 5.5.
Hey, Rona. I have to get back to the North Pole. I have to get back to the do you have UFOs in a 5.5?
I went home.
Yes.
And I was so excited.
How excited were you?
That I still have my golf shoes on. I wear hybrid golf shoes so you can wear them right off the course. You can eat.
Right.
And I slipped out of them at my car and put these on before I even got into the car to drive home. And I kept them on all night long. And then when I went to bed, I slipped them off just like a long winter's nap and put them right by the bed and had to get up in the middle of the night to pee. Put them on to go to the bathroom. Put them on to get up this morning. Put them on to wear coffee. Wearing them right now.
That's
wearing
great.
Them right now. Won't Do be wearing UFOs? Them to the urologist.
Well, what you definitely at a urologist, it's best to wear a closed-toed shoe.
What a mess I am! I am such a hot
Do
mess.
They do I UFOs? Really and I know you've checked. Do they make a golf shoe?
I don't know.
I checked. They do not, but they do make a standard tennis shoe. You just have to add an extra number in front of that price tag.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to let you know how this goes. This is a different world here. Different world as far as I'm concerned. And, I mean, I'm talking about inflammation. And I'm feeling really excited about
it. How crowded was the mall overall? I mean, what with all the not many shopping days
not left? Not a Monday night, really, not yeah. that big a deal. Not that – and so – But enough, you know, comparatively, and I root for that place to do well. And they are balls to the wall. Black Friday, there was a 2 mile,
right?
There was on the highway, there was a 2 mile backup getting into that place. And I love that place. It's where I do all my
Every one of those people, Mike, had plantar fasciitis, and they had to get to the mall.
No, there was nobody in there except for me. So I was like, bam, 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 the way I like
it. As you like it.
Yes, absolute perfection, and just really much gratitude. Going out there and, you know, but I will take, I will not wear them. This is what I will do today when I go to the pee-pee doctor.
People should know that Mike has got his finger up and he's pointing almost like Bill Clinton because he's about to make a
let
promise.
Let me tell you, when I go to the pee-pee doctor today, I will make no mistake about it. I will take my UFOs. I will slip out of my regular shoes. When I get to the car leaving the pee-pee doctor, and I will put the UFOs back on. I have to run any other errands. Any other errands, dear?
Does Hillary wear UFOs?
No. Hillary wears black square-toed nurse's shoes.
Sensible.
What are the ones that always look like yes, they're like they a box angle?
You wear socks with your UFOs?
No, I don't like that look. I don't even like. I think if you're going to wear sandals, prep your feet. You know, get the pedi or yep. cut your toenails
as a
and
courtesy,
don't look gross.
Yeah.
Socks with those look kind of. I think it's a jive look, and it's a young man's look, right? It's a young.
Well,
jock.
It's a young man's game out there.
It's
Mike,
what yeah. the kids are doing. I mean, they'd be perfect. What's that, bud?
I was going to say it's a young man's world. And
it is a young man's world.
And Josh, you've been on the website. Do UFOs make cowboy boots?
No cowboy boots.
I need a size 5 cowboy
boot. Don't wear those
boot.
Anymore. Haven't worn those since the John L. Sullivan.
I know. I remember.
No, that's right. No more.
But they do make clogs.
Oh, really?
Oh, like, for a buddy like, surf.
Like yeah. Crocs.
Okay. Yeah, but I like these. They're I'll be exploring today.
And slippers.
Well, these kind of feel, these do the same thing that slippers do.
Can you imagine they really if William Conrad was still with us and he could wear them as his slippers?
But he's a damn good investigator.
Jake
and he's mine. Oof, yeah, that's really nice. Remember when William Conrad would do the, yeah, well, you
yeah, of course, pudding. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be like, man, William Conrad. And then they'd be like, you don't even know who William Conrad was, do you, Josh?
No idea. No.
He was canon.
Yeah, and Jake and the Fat Man.
Jake huh? and the Fat Man and Cannon on CBS. He was a private investigator.
Thank you. Now and that you gotcha. Mentioned the network, Josh will remember it.
Yeah, CBS, of course.
Yes.
This
Cannon.
Is CBS.
Drove a big, like, Lincoln, didn't he?
Yeah.
Something like that, big-ass car.
Almost every episode had an eating scene.
And our friend in Iowa, one of the greatest radio station owners in the history of the world, in fact, he would be the guy to call to ask about Cannon. He really would.
He watched it every day on his show. It was on MeTV.
On his show, he would watch Cannon.
And they'd put it on at 10 o'clock and mute it, but only bring it up for the scenes he wanted to watch.
That's fascinating. That'd be a good holiday call. Once you get Josh the number of our friend in Iowa, and we can call him tomorrow. Let's see if we can call him tomorrow. Right at the top of the show tomorrow, let's put a call into Steve Bridges from KCJJ, the mighty AM 1630, our only radio friend where we are still heard daily at 5 p.m., I believe, correct?
Yeah, it's a little catch as catch can, but it's around 5 o'clock local time. They're not always like dead on to when they start because they're running it on tape delay.
Catch as catch can?
I mean, it's not starting at 5
sharp. What does that mean? I mean, I'm saying the phrase. I know what you mean, that it can be here and there and everywhere, but what is the origin of that saying?
Catch as catch can, I think it means lacking precision.
Yeah, but I need more detail on that.
Well, I don't know how they derived it. Josh,
it's
can you
a
bring
little
it up?
Catch as catch can, which means it's scattered.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. They start around 5.
It says it's a wrestling term in which all holds are permitted.
Wow. That's interesting. I bet you never knew.
Or methods or materials are available.
Really? Catch as catch can. So like whatever you can scrounge, you can make something with, a la Survivor or something like that, right? Mm-hmm.
Or Naked and Alone.
Naked and Afraid.
No, I was alone.
I'm talking about the TV show.
Yeah, but I was just
When were you naked and alone?
Like half my life.
That was a party.
It was. I invited you. You wouldn't come.
There's Survivor. There's Naked and Afraid. And then there's the standalone Alone. There are a million of them out there, these survivalist shows. But the one I really like is Alone. If you want to learn about surviving in the elements, that's my favorite one.
Well, if you really want to know about surviving in the elements, what you need to watch is The Great Christmas Light Race. Because these people are out there decorating their homes with Christmas lights in bitter cold.
Are you watching stuff like this? Do you watch this crap?
I don't watch the Christmas light show.
Because
I know it exists. Josh and I are too much into the bad Christmas movies on Netflix.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But it can't be cold when they shoot those shows. They're doing it in like July.
Yeah. I thought in a warehouse in Van Nuys. That's where they're doing it.
I thought they were done live.
Hey, speaking of television, Josh and I and Rob all enjoying what I really think is the best Taylor Sheridan offering out there right now, Landman, which is just getting better and better and better. And it's getting better because they're giving us what we want as dudes that like TV shows. They're giving us the gratuitous violence that we crave so much. And when you can squeeze a revenge story into an episode, I am all
in. I can't wait to watch this week.
And I'll tell you, Billy Bob Thornton, with the writing for him, he is attached to Taylor Sheridan at the brain because he is writing for Billy Bob. I think I'll give Taylor Sheridan credit for his prolific writing, but also Billy Bob, such a great actor.
Oh, he's great. William Robert Thornton.
Such gravitas when he's on there. If you haven't seen Landman, oh, my God, it's just getting better.
His
Do we have a few more episodes of that, Josh, this year?
I hope so.
Okay.
I think we're on episode like 5 or 6.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's 5. Now, but if you haven't seen it, his character is a lot like he played in Bad Santa. So if you can imagine that, that's what you've got.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.